Okay, the name of this Bible study is Quit Looking to Man for Reward. Father, I just ask as I go into this Word today that every ear be open, every mind be receiving, and that spirit of wanting recognition be put at bay long enough to hear this Word. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone said,
Amen.
Now, all of us at some time in our life have been under the misconception that we're supposed to get a personal reward for what we do. That's why you work for a paycheck. That's your personal reward. That is worldly thinking. That got nothing to do with God. Do you understand? Why do you work unto God? Because He is worthwhile. Why would you not work under God? He is the one that absolutely has prepared a path for you that you might get your reward here on earth and in heaven too. Whatever we do in this place, we do as under the Lord. That's why in this place, you don't go off campus and work at other people's houses. Right? You stay here and you do the work here. Why? Everything here is for God. Amen? There's nothing we do here that's for anybody. Everything we do here is unto God. Amen? Whose house is this?
God.
Who pays the light bill here?
God.
Who feeds you here?
God.
And I'm here telling you today that you have got to recognize this in your life. That you have got to quit looking to others for reward, and you got to do it just because He is worthy. Amen? If I looked unto others to thank me for things that I did, I would have quit a long time ago. How long ago? A long time ago. Why? Because I've been in full-time ministry for a long time, and I told you all my sad stories, and I tell you all that because it's true. I want you to understand that most of the people that have graduated from this program and are salaried make more money than me. Hello? So if we want to throw a pity party, let's get it. You hear me? Because in my life, I want you to understand that I am not going to do anything except for God. Everything that I do, if I'm going to do it at all, I'm going to do it for God. I'm going to do it because He is worthy. And I'm not here to care about all the rest of the noise and nonsense. I'm going to do it for one reason, because He saved me. He loved me when I was yet unlovable. So a long time ago, I quit caring if they called me to go to carne asada parties. Okay? I quit caring if they were going to take me out for steak and Sizzler. I quit caring if they were going to come by when I was sick. I don't care! Because God is worthy. Amen? And in your life, you better get that right. And if you do, then you will have a good life. Amen? Help me, Lord. Let's go right now to Matthew 6. Matthew chapter 6. Now, I've taught on this chapter as far as the Sermon on the Mount series. But it's much more than that. You see, I am doing charitable deeds in the kingdom of God for God. Right? What I do my whole life, I want to live a sacrifice unto God. Amen? Why? Because He's worth it. You understand? Most people think when they meet me that I'm a blithering idiot. And you know what? I really don't care what most people think. Because if you can't get over what most people think about you, you are never going to do anything great for God anyway. My biggest question I ask myself every day of my life is, what would my dad have me to do? What would God have me to do? Amen? You know, I'm just telling you, see people, we have got to be in that place where we get to a point that we are just thankful because God saved us. Because you see, that is such a great thing all by itself that makes everything else small. If you can just get a sense of the fact that God Almighty loves you so much that He gave Himself a sacrifice for you, I don't see any of you cutting off your hands, your head, for anybody else. Right? I don't see you sacrificing your life or being asked to for anybody else. But occasionally, you work here. Amen? And that work is just your reasonable and justifiable service. Now, the more you know, the more is expected of you. Why? Because it can be. We are all on different levels. You got to understand this. Myself, me, Dominic, I am expected to do many things, right? And I just do them. Why? Because I know more. Whatever you have, whatever you've been given in your life is to be shared in the kingdom of God. What are you going to do with your life if not take what you have and give it to God? And then that's like I tell people that are singers, I wish I could sing. I can sing, but it's not what I'm really going to get paid for. You know what I mean? But I tell singers, I think Michael Jackson's gift was given to him by God to be used for God. Right? Who's that other girl that's a singer out there? Whitney Houston? She was trained in church, singing gospel. Now, what do you think God gave her gift for? Kingdom of God. Amen? And so once in a while, I'm called on to use some of my experiences in life and to do those things to God. And I just do them. And you know what? When I'm done, I'm done. And whether anybody appreciates it or not, I don't care. Because He is worthy. And that's what I do it for. Amen? I don't get a raise in my paycheck. You know what I mean? I don't get an extra kudo. You know what happens to me is that when they see what I can do, they want it more. So if the shoe fits, slide that baby on. We're really all in the same boat. Amen? And you know what? It's not like I'm being abused. I don't feel abused. It's just that God has given me certain gifts of a different kind, and He uses those gifts, and God is going to use your gifts, and just give them to Him freely. And don't worry about it because He appreciates it, and that's appreciation enough. It says in Matthew 6, verse 1, "Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven." What does that mean? You're going to get a reward. Amen? Listen to me. If you're going to give somebody money, just give them money. Amen? If you have money and you want to give somebody money, just give it to them. Don't let everybody know what you're doing. Just do it. Whatever you do, do it to God. Amen? Because He sees you doing your charitable deeds, whether it is working, whether it is giving people money, whether it is taking in homeless, whatever it is. You understand? That's between you and God. God will reward you according to your deeds. Not what other people think, but according to what you actually do. Are you understanding me today? And we must get to that place in our lives. That's why we do everything, right? Okay, let's go on. It says, "Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward." You know, it used to be in the day that all the priests would come out of the temple and they would have all their fine, fine gear on, and they'd send people out in front of them with big old horns. I don't know what they sounded like. They didn't make a recording at the time, but they used to make a lot of noise so that everybody could look at the priests who were godly men in their fine garb and everything like that. And they would sit there and go, "Wow, those are godly men." No, they were flesh monsters. Amen. They were out there letting everybody see what they could do so that everybody would admire them. Does that make sense? You understand? And you'll see that in the church today also. There will be those that are out there that strut. Right? That's flesh. That's not God. Amen? If you're going to do something, whatever it is, just do it unto God. And God will reward you. All right? I mean, I'll tell you right now, if I see a bunch of holy men walking down the street shaking chimes and having on them nice robes and stuff and chanting and all that, I'm going to go up there and stare at them like this. My, my, what do we have here? And I would do that and I wouldn't lie. Because I would let them know how silly they really look. Amen? All right. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. What does that mean? You just do it and don't worry about anything else. It's okay. If people appreciate it or not, God appreciates it. Amen? Amen? And just remember that in your life, whatever you do, that whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord, and the Lord appreciates it. So whether people appreciate it or not, it's not material. Amen? All right. So it says that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. Did you get that? That means that what you see or what other people see does not matter. What God sees is what matters. Because your reward is going to come from God, not from man. People are terrible. They won't appreciate you. They'll talk bad about you. Whatever. Amen? But God always loves you. Amen? And God will always reward you. All right? Says, now I like this. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners and on the streets. Same thing. They'd send the trumpets out. They'd have the people walking in front of them. They'd have their fine clothes on. Then they'd stop on every corner. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Everybody look and go, wow, what godly people. No. They were doing their prayers unto men. Amen? That's why the Bible says to take your prayer life into your closet. You know, those people I hear praying the loudest are the ones that worry to me the most. Amen? When I'm in church or whether I'm here or wherever, those that got to make themselves heard the most are the ones that worry me the most. Why? Because you see, if you're a young Christian, it's okay, you know, you're learning some things. But as you get older, what you learn is God's going to listen to you whether you whisper it underneath your voice, right? Or if you even pray inside your mind, He's going to hear you no matter what. Are you understanding what I'm saying? But it says that you're to go into your prayer closet and pray, and pray in secret. And when you pray in secret, God will reward you openly. Now, I had a guy here months ago, and he came up to me and he said, well, is there some place I can get alone and pray? And that's a good question. And I told him, you know, whatever. I go, just go into your prayer closet, wherever it might be, and you can pray. And he thought I meant a room or something. But let me tell you what a prayer closet was in the Judea religion. It was the prayer shawl. You ever seen the prayer shawl the Jews wear? They'd be walking through the streets, and when they wanted to pray, they'd take that shawl and put it over their head and cover their face. And that was their prayer closet. What am I telling you? To just get in private with the Lord wherever you are and pray. I use my car. I walk down the road when nobody's around praying. You understand? But there's always people around. How many people live here and know there's always somebody around? So you're not going to get away from people. Amen? So you just got to get into that place where inside your spirit, you are alone with God. You put yourself in that place yourself. Amen? Learn to pray unto God in secret. And He will reward you openly. You know, it's so important. Again, you see, what I'm trying to show you in this here is everything that you should be doing with your life should be for one purpose. For God. Amen? Not for anybody else to see. Not for anybody else to acknowledge. Not even caring what other people think, whether they get it or enjoy it or not. As long as your heart is doing the right thing for God, you are in the right spot. Amen? But when you're in that place where people have got to help you to, how would I say it, feel good about what you're doing, then you just got to recognize that God's going to take care of it. Amen? You just do whatever as unto God. Right? And whatever you do as unto God, God receives like a gift. And then that gift, He will take and give back to you. By the measure you gave, He will return it to you. Amen? All right. Let me go on. It says in 6, and I already spoke to this, but you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. The bottom line of what I'm trying to teach you today is that no matter what you do, do it as unto God. Do it for one reason, for God. Don't do it for any other reason at all. Don't expect any kind of return. I don't know how many times I've gone out and I bought somebody, whatever, a burger or a burrito. And, you know, I figured, like, if I got to buy them a burger or a burrito, then they got to listen to me. Well, and when I say that, I'm trying to witness to them. You understand? Somebody says, well, I'm hungry. Okay. Then let me go buy you a hamburger. Come on. And I go in there with them. And I buy a burger with them. And I sit down with them. And I witness to them. Amen? So I use it as a door. But I'm not ever expecting to see that money back. I don't know how many $20 bills people have come up and said, hey, Dominic, let me borrow 20 bucks. Let me borrow 20 bucks. Let me borrow 20 bucks. And I've just handed it out, right? And I haven't seen it again. But do I go track that person down? No. Because if you're going to give something, whether it's your time, whether it's money, whether it's anything, give it as unto God, believing that that is one of God's children, right? And if it never comes back or you never get a reward from it in the physical, that's okay. Because God, who is in secret, listening to you in secret, will reward you openly someday. The biggest thing I'm trying to get into you as a teaching today is that we all must get to that place where we just let God have what is His, which is our life. And whether other people appreciate us or not, that's okay. But let God have us, your life, give it to Him so that He can use it. Not expecting anything immediately in return back from people because people are fickle. I'm one of the worst. I don't appreciate nothing. I'd be the first one to tell you. I don't even appreciate me. You get it? Because in my life, I know that my whole life is to be sown into God. And I know that God can take nothing and do something, so I'm thankful for that. But to be honest with you, we all need to get to a place where we just serve God because God is worthy. Doesn't matter about anything else, but our heart should be that no matter what, I'm going to do this thing, not because of anybody else, but because of Him who died for me. Are you hearing me here today? You know what? As you grow in the Lord, you'll find out that there's a lot of people that never have got this part yet. But I'm sitting here telling you today that you need to get this part inside of you. That you need to recognize that, you know what? Nobody's ever going to appreciate you. Nobody's ever going to treat you right. Nobody's ever going to do what you expect them to do. But you do whatever just because it is right unto God. And in Him, you will receive your reward. Are you understanding me today? You get it? Because it's so important. Because if you can't get that right in your life, then let me tell you something. You aren't going to have a life. Did you understand me? I'm trying to tell you something, people. That you do everything as unto God. Do you hear what I'm saying this morning? This afternoon or tonight. Whatever it is. Do you get it? You got to get this. Because you're not going to make it if you live any other way. What if I told you that God may take and expect everything from you? What if I told you God may tell you to go to a jungle somewhere? What if I told you that God might expect you to go to Africa and live in a mud hut and off the land? What if? Is He not worthy of those things? But do you think anybody is going to appreciate that lives here? My point is this, whatever you do in your life, don't look to people to even accept what you're doing. Look to God who loves you no matter what you are doing, as long as your heart is to do right with Him. Did you get that? It's so important, people. I'm going to tell you what. I mean, you can get. What will happen is if you keep your eyes on men, you will become discouraged. But if you keep your eyes on God, you will always be encouraged. What do you rather be? Do you understand me? You get it? The whole point of this study is get it right now so that all through your walk in God, you have it right always. People are terrible, but God is good. Amen. I'm going to tell you right now, God is awesome. He loves each of us. He has great plans for us. But you know what? Get it right. Do everything as unto God, because God is the one that has already done everything for you. I love you, Father. I give you praise and mercy. I thank you, God. Jesus, let it be today that each of us just allow ourselves to be all that we can be. Lord, help us to understand why people are the way they are. And mostly, God, we just all need to understand that people are fickle, Lord, but you're not. We love you. We thank you, God. Have your way in our life. Encourage us in everything. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said,
Amen.
Amen.